Hi, welcome to our weekly Remember to Flourish live guided remembrance call. I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your guide tonight. And we're going to have a teaching followed by a remembrance that I'll take you through, a guided remembrance, and then a moment or two for questions and comments at the end. So just to start with, to create the context, the reason we decided to put together these calls, these remembrance calls, was because we believe in a flourishing world where every living system and every living entity thrives. And to get that, we believe you need masterful leadership at all levels. But since we're in the realm of business and we think business is the most effective and powerful tool for making change, that's where we're talking about leadership. And masterful leadership requires a person to lead from their heart, from their inner wisdom, from their best self, their real self, in order to be as effective as they can be. So to be able to do that, you need to access the source of your inner wisdom. You need to access your essence. And that takes practice. And the practice that we use and we teach people is the remembrance. So we're going to do that tonight. And remembrance is a practice that takes discipline to do and incorporate into your daily life. So we offer this as a support for people who know it will help them, but find it difficult to turn it into a regular practice, as I did, and it took a while, and I realized that I needed support, I needed a process in order to make this a part of my daily life. So here we go. So our theme tonight for the teaching is about loss, and how can remembrance help with loss? The reason this came up is because over the last month I've been dealing with the loss of my mother-in-law, whom I still love dearly. She was a wonderful person. She was the personification of love. And Lori left us on May 4th. So I felt this deep loss, and when I was thinking about it, it brought up all the other losses in my life, the significant ones. I lost my first wife to cancer. I've lost, girlfriends. We all go through these things. Estrangement with my kids from time to time. Job, just the process of aging is an experience of loss, because there's things that I used to be able to do that I don't do as well, and some things I don't do at all. So everybody goes through it, and it hurts, no matter how seemingly small the loss might seem. It reminds us of the transitory nature of our existence. And it runs a whole when we experience a loss. So it's not pleasant. It's unsettling. And we forget that all that is our essence is constant. And the source of that essence that is beyond time is transcendent. So remembrance allows us to reconnect with that fact and reconnect with that experience. So it can really help us when we experience a meaningful loss and that unsettled feeling that comes with it, that loneliness or anger or grief or fear or all of those things when they occur. So we're going to try it out tonight. I'll just give you a quick overview of the steps. First, when you're experiencing a loss, many people don't want to go there. They try to distract themselves, when really what we need to do is allow the emotion that comes up to be there and be with it. And then as you find out, as I guide you through this, it will show up in your physical being somewhere. So we find that place that the loss is feeling felt the most. It carries that loss. Often it's the gut, the heart, the solar plexus, one of those places, or maybe all three. And then we just add remembrance to where that hurt is, where that place is in our being, our physical being that we're carrying that, while we're allowing the emotion to be there, because that's the pointer to where we really need the help. And then we just open up during remembrance and notice the changes, and we stay with it until your experience, your relationship with the loss begins to shift until you feel a sense of completion, at least for now. So that's the process, and let's try it out. So we always start where we are, and we want to know where that is. We don't have to be in some deep Zen-like place in order to do remembrance. We start in the state of being that we already are in this moment. So let's check in. Sit in your chair, sit on the floor, wherever you're sitting. I recommend sitting versus laying down for this. So you can bring your awareness to where it needs to be. So notice your feet on the floor. We're physical beings as well as spiritual beings. We're unique in that respect amongst living beings. So feel your connection to the earth. You notice the bottom of your feet and where they connect to the floor. You feel a kind of an energetic, almost electrical sense of something happening, some movement, some flow. So notice that and begin to follow that energy up your legs, and then lower legs, upper legs. Notice your this seat, your glutes and upper hamstrings, your lower back as they make contact with the chair or the wall or the floor. Notice that feeling as you move in all the way through your belly, solar plexus, into your chest, your back, lower, middle, and upper back. And you'll notice that the energy changes. It feels different in different areas, and it may feel constricted in some places and flowing in others. So that's something to notice. We'll get back to that in a while. Notice your shoulders and neck. That's where a lot of people carry a lot of tension. And your throat. That's also an area where energy can get blocked if we're living in a way where we're not completely expressing ourselves. We hold back. It's common. We're human beings. We want to fit in. So we often don't express as fully as we might if we were feeling less constrained. Notice your face, your mouth, cheeks, eyes and eye sockets, forehead, scalp. And as you're doing this, you'll notice that you're holding tightness. You're holding in some areas that you probably were not even aware of, because we do this kind of automatically when we're living in our heads. But we carry tension in our being. So when you discover that there's tension that you're holding, just let go and relax and sink deeper into your position. Now notice your breathing. And that will help bring your tension inside. I like to use the box breath. It helps me move from my head to my inner being. So the box breath is inhaling to a count of four and holding to a count of four, and then exhaling to a count of four and holding at the bottom of the exhale for another count of four. So let's try that three times. Inhale to a count of four. Hold to a count of four. Exhale to a count of four. Hold to a count of four. And as you're exhaling, you just drop in deeper and let go. So go ahead, try that two more times on your own. Inhale, hold, exhale, hold. All to a count of four. Go ahead. All right, great. Good. You're doing really wonderfully now. Bring your attention into your heart. And I'm talking about your spiritual heart, your metaphysical heart. But to locate it, this is helpful. Bring your attention, imagine that you're 2 inches deep in your chest, all the way across, and about the middle of your sternum. And what do you see? What do you notice? How open is your heart? How soft is your heart? How heavy is your heart? It might be very lightweight, it might be bouncing, it might be joyful, or it might be heavy and sad and looking down if it had eyes, or somewhere in between. You might be distracted and your heart had eyes. It could be looking behind you. It could be looking to the left or right, or up, or out. So, where's your heart looking right now? Okay, excellent. Now, I want you to go into a place that you have already experienced and resolved and moved past. But if you have something that's current, relatively current, like I do with the loss of my mother-in-law, there's any loss. It could be, you know, a situation at work. It could be a relationship with someone you care about. And maybe it's temporary, but if there's some sort of loss of connection, you can feel that. Maybe it's an animal, and you had a pet who left recently. So any loss that you can, that you know is there, allow yourself to be with it, bring it in, open, face it, and notice the emotions that come with it. And feeling ungrounded is an emotion. Kind of like the earth beneath you is shifting, and that stability is shaken. So that's in the realm of emotion. Could be sadness, could be grief, could be fear of what now. Could be anger. Why is this happening? I didn't want this loss. Seems unfair. Whatever's there, just allow yourself to be with it. Non-judgmental. It's not who you are. It's just the state that you are in at the moment. And emotions are like weather. They come and they go, but they point to things that need attention. So feel the emotion, and notice in your body where you feel it the most. It might be acute, it might be just a dull ache, you feel like a gaping hole in your throat or chest, wherever it is for you. Just notice. And now bring your remembrance into that place and into that emotion. And let go, repeating your word or phrase symbolizes the source of everything you need for you. And this is basically asking for help. You feel the hurt of this loss, and you're asking for help. in the best place you can think of to get it. The source of everything you need, ever. So keep remembering. Your attention on that place and remember and notice. Keep going. If you find yourself distracted, know that that is normal, common. And if you find that's happening, just thank your mind for its intervention and then just gently return your attention to the place that you were in and continue with the remembrance. Letting go, dropping in, and noticing, and allowing. Things may come up, memories, pictures. Your remembrance can transform them. You just stay with it. Keep going. could be that as you continue to remember the place that you started with kind of moves, it means you're actually opening up and healing and going to a deeper place that needs the help. So just follow your remembrance and trust what's happening. It's also not uncommon for deeper emotions to arise. You do a great job of masking and shutting off our emotions. So when we go inside, particularly into a situation with the loss, we're uncovering emotions we haven't experienced before. So it's important to keep going and allow those emotions to complete themselves. It's like an infinity sign. You don't want to stop. You want to complete this infinite cycle, or it will remain bottled up and painful and festering for a lot longer, and that will cause harm to the remembrance. Heals and opens and allows you to experience that flow, that connection, that a loss seemingly breaks, but is always there. So keep going. Okay, so we're going to go for a couple more minutes. Okay, so we're near the end of our session tonight, and I hope you received some relief and some, perhaps some insights, maybe some actions that have come up. You can trust what your heart shows you, so take the time when we're done to write down anything you want to capture or any, you know, any action that you want to take. And allow yourself to feel gratitude for the help and for the loss as a teacher of how you're always supported no matter how difficult the situation might seem. There's always support available through the remembrance. You're asking for what you need. If you open, it will come. And if you're feeling incomplete, continue after this call until you do have a sense of completion for now. So thanks very much for joining. Are there any questions or comments? All right. Well, have a wonderful, flourishing evening, and we'll talk again next week.